At the end of the show, we have an interview with Don Wildman. He is the host of the Travel Channel's show called Buried Worlds. And he has some really fascinating stuff about things that he has discovered around the planet, about Nazis and all kinds of crazy things. Again, that's right after the closing jingle of this week's podcast. Stick around for that. Did I say podcast?
Podcast.
I think I said podcast.
Podcast.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days
a week, and they don't do everything
on their minds. Everything is on their minds, so they have an extra one. That's how we get the podcast.
The podcast.
The podcast. Big D and Bubba.
We need like some rocking version of this.
The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Well, the podcast sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. That's right. I'm doing it first like you're supposed to do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. We love O'Reilly all the time. I just got a whole big slew of things from O'Reilly. I went and picked up some wiper blades. I got some spare of the little fuses that I always blow. It's good. So I'm good. Thank you, O'Reilly.
I like y'all show.
That's the new gold.
That's our gold. Yes, a brand new gold from this week.
I like y'all's show.
I don't know why. She just says everything perfect.
I like y'all's show.
And she sounds awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, happy birthday to Bubba. It was his birthday
yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah, it was good, man. It was really nice. We did a bunch of family stuff, you know, which is rare nowadays. You know, like, we don't get to hang out. My kids are, you know, I've got two girls with cars, so they're never home anymore. And so it was nice to spend a day together. We had Hawaiian food, and we watched an old movie from the 60s with Cary Grant, and they sat through it. And at the end, they were like, "Dad, that was really cute. Thanks for watching." And I don't know if they were just, you know, pandering or what, but hey, I'm fine with it. You can tell me it was good. I'll take that any day.
Pandering seems to be the word of the last few months, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Lots of that going around right now.
It's crazy. It's crazy, man. Crazy.
The world has changed. You know, it's funny because one of the little birthday messages was from the mom of the German daughter we had. And last summer, about this time, almost a year ago, to the week, we were in Paris together. And she's like, "Oh my gosh, a whole lot has changed since your last birthday." And I'm like, "Oh yeah." She's like, "The world is completely..." Because here's the crazy thing. To show you the insanity of the way the world is right now, like, this, what's going on in America isn't just going on in America. This is happening in every country. They're having riots and this Marxist revolution all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, so it's all over. And they're dealing with it in Germany, too. In England. And people are seeing it all over. So it's not just an American thing.
That's interesting. I would just assume it would.
Because it all started with George Floyd, but then it shifted and took a different angle. Anyway, crazy. We're not going to get into that, are we?
Had you guys ever, do you guys leave negative reviews at like a restaurant that you've been to? Or do you just let it go?
I have done it. Like on Yelp?
I don't want anything, yeah.
Yeah, I've done it once, maybe twice. But I also leave glowing.
Really, yeah, like, how mad do you have to be?
Yeah, it's not even mad. It's just like, I don't remember what they were specifically, but it was like, I don't even remember. But it was not with service. It was with the actual quality of the food.
Mm.
You know, places like portion sizes, I think, was one of them. I was going, "No, it's this one place." And it's like.
And then they look at your profile picture and they go, "Oh, okay."
No, but it's like, you know, you go to the same restaurants and you can tell. Like, I remember when a certain burger place, a fast food place, changed the size of their chicken sandwich. And I was like, "What?
Oh, wow, okay, jeez. That is your way
no,
on the
man.
Other side. Dude,
when you,
all
when
right,
you,
all right."
No, but you know what I'm talking about. What?
Know.
You know, I had a dentist mess up my tooth and it's still not right? And I haven't even left them a bad review yet.
Well, because you're waiting to see if they can fix it first.
No,
right?
I'm not going back there. I mean, it's been 6 tries.
Oh, you need to definitely leave them one then.
I mean, I'm sure I will, but that's like, I haven't even gone that far yet, as opposed to a chicken sandwich.
Bubba's like, "Dear person, It used to be three pickles. Now it's
may
two.
Concern. No, dude. You know it's funny because that you could measure it by the number of pickles they would leave. They would do like pickles all the way down the sides, and you could measure that.
You know, I know you try and the more you try and normalize that, the more crazy it sounds. To
whatever,
me.
Man. No, look. If you go down, look. I understand times are hard right now for restaurants. The profitability it's a very slim margin. It really is. So when you reduce the size of a sandwich, obviously it is to increase your profit margin. But at the same time, if you're going to do that, let me know at least. Don't let me order it.
At the same time, you better keep some of the old size patties around when Bubba comes through the drive-thru.
Well, then just don't go. Go somewhere else. Yeah. That's my
thing.
Spend
your money elsewhere.
I got really ticked at one, I told you guys about it, but at one restaurant that I've been to for a decade or longer, maybe 15 years. And a power user of this restaurant. And one person ticked me off. Like bad.
In the
waitress
restaurant?
That was like.
Yeah. And so the only reason I bring it up is because I was just on. I happened to see their. I guess they have a Google review thing that you can do. And there was reviews on there. And I was like.
Mm-hmm. I've done it. I'm a Google I'm super
stunned
reviewer.
That Patrick complains.
I clicked on it. I saw the cursor flashing, and it says, you know, and it's put your name in, and I'm like, I got out.
I left a bad review for, like, you know how, like, sometimes you go to the grocery store, and on the bottom it'll say, you know, for extra fuel points or whatever, fill this in. I'm like, I used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
Well, I always would leave good reviews. Well, then they flipped the store. They decided to you know what I'm talking about.
I know.
They decided to reorder everything.
They moved everything around in a grocery store.
I hate that.
What are you doing?
So
we know where stuff was.
Yeah, I left them. Look, I still, to this day, have lost items that I've never been able to find.
No idea where anything is.
But, like, so they rearranged the store and everything, so I left them a bad review. I was like, this is stupid. You're changing things just for the sake of...
This is stupid.
I like your show.
Anyway, they...
Thank you.
They changed the...
Sometimes it's just so well done.
They changed they rearranged the whole thing.
Yes,
so,
we
like,
know. You said
I couldn't find my crap. I'm like, I want my stuff.
Did
so
they
that's
reply
basically,
you?
Yeah, they called me. The manager of the store called me. Yeah, she's like, So, sir, you know, is there any way we can rectify this? I'm like, yeah, more fuel points. So they gave me like a bunch of free gas, basically.
Wow.
Yeah, because they have a gas station attached to it. And
well,
it's
I'm going, I have to stay in a hotel two nights next week. And so I was on TripAdvisor reading reviews, and the place got pretty decent, you know, feedback, except one guy who gave it one star. And I'm like, all right, what happened? He was complaining about how loud the heater was in his room.
Ooh.
And I go, sir, I'm not sure that's one star worthy. God. So, but I go, okay, if that's literally your biggest complaint, man, we're good.
My wife
there.
Would love that because with the heater being loud, she wouldn't be able to hear me snore.
That's the thing. I love white noise like that. So I go, you're in a hotel. You know that stuff's going to be loud. But Mr. Picky Pants.
It's funny because I look at reviews.
Mr. Picky Pants is awesome. I'm going to call somebody that today.
I look at reviews and stuff, and restaurants are all over the board, like 1 to 5 stars. But when you, for some reason, hotels and some other businesses, it's all 5 or 1.
Yeah.
Like nobody's given the hotel a 3-star review. It was like, it's a 5-star. I loved it. It was great. It was clean. Or 1-star. I saw a cockroach.
You know
whatever.
Our friends at Joey's? We did a podcast like a year or two ago about Joey's Pizza, where I go a lot. There's been like one bad review there ever. They came in hard for the guy.
Of course.
It was
I'm
so
not surprised
great.
That the Italian
only...
New Yorkers from Joey's, the lady who is rude to you if you don't walk through the line correctly, I can't believe she didn't come hard at the
I'm just like, this is the greatest thing I've ever read.
So what'd they say?
The person was complaining that they'd gotten something about a wrong slice of pizza, and then they snatched the pizza from them. And so they write back, they're like, ma'am, you told us that your kid didn't want that slice, even though that is the slice that you ordered. So we took it back because we were going to put it in the trash. That's not what you ordered. So we placed it. We gave you the pizza you claimed you wanted. We make it right. I don't know what your problem is.
I have actually seen the people at Joey's have that interaction with people in person.
Yeah, I can safely say this woman and her kid probably never went back. They probably had to send the husband to get the pizza next time.
Too bad for them because it's flipping great pizza.
Well, that's why she was saying they send the husband to go pick it up now.
I think it sounded like, too, they accused this chick of trying to scam and get two slices of pizza. Because her whole thing was, why didn't you leave the wrong piece while you were making the right one? They were like, nope. Bam, they weren't missing.
We can see through your game, lady. We're not taking this from you.
I always think that's nice whenever somebody does that. Like, we ordered those hockey jerseys for the firehouse last year. And so we ordered them. Everybody had the station number on the back. We all had the same number. Well, they screwed it up, and they put, like, the wrong number. So we're like, hey, can you guys fix this? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. So they did, and they let us keep the old jerseys. They didn't say give us the old ones back.
Well, what are you going to do with the jersey that has the wrong number on it?
Well, the point is, I don't know. I mean, they could donate that stuff to a shelter, and they could write that off. They could do anything with the wrong. So it's just like whenever they print up the losers of the Super Bowl and all that, and you end up like watching some documentary, and there's a kid in Somalia walking around with the wrong team winning the Super Bowl.
New England Patriots 2007 Super Bowl champion.
There's a lot of that stuff that's
perfect
going on.
Season.
You see hats and stuff. I saw this thing. There was a guy
17-0.
There's a guy in Thailand on some documentary wearing some hat, and I'm like, oh, that's great. That never happened, and I wish I could get my hands on some of those.
Yeah.
Anyway, I forgot what I was even talking about because now that's all my brain is focused on is the wrong winners.
I can't get over. I'm trying not to bring politics up at all, or the world is crazy.
I'm
just like,
don't.
A friend of mine told me that they're talking about changing.
So here he goes.
I know. I was like, wait, I thought we weren't talking about it.
No, a friend of mine just told me that there's a rumor they want to change the Louisiana flag, which they just changed like 10 years ago and updated. They want to change it because the flag is racist. If you're not familiar with the Louisiana flag.
I thought it was a pelican mother feeding her pelican babies.
It has a pelican on it. It's a pelican.
What's racist?
You ready for this?
Okay.
The Louisiana state bird is the brown pelican, which is native to Louisiana. And the pelican on the flag
is white.
So the flag is racist. I'm not even making this up. I don't even know how to bring this through without mocking it because it's so stupid.
Yep. It'll write itself. I mean,
I hope at some point it will.
I mean, we'll
Lady
get to the
A,
point where
the chicks. I mean, you've got all kinds of stuff going on right now. I mean, everybody's dropping their names and changing their names, and it's we're in crazy world right now. Because look, I get it. You do need to be sensitive, but you also can't be too sensitive.
Yeah, to where you're overthinking everything.
Yeah, when you overthink things and you make something out of nothing.
That's the whole point of this ideology, though. And this book, White Fragility, is all about how, you know, we have to be super sensitive to everything. If you don't think you're racist, that's proof that you are racist.
That'll be no he's the Messiah. Well, only the true Messiah would deny he's the Messiah.
Exactly. That's how this whole thing works now, is you have to prove that you have to go above and beyond to prove that you're not racist. But just doing that makes you racist.
It's the kissing of the feet and all that stuff. That I'm
Did you guys see Stryper has a new album coming out?
No, thank you. Thank you.
Yes. I'm not even going to talk about how we can't call it a master bedroom anymore. So stupid.
Yeah, so I got an email. Stryper has a new album coming out September 4th.
What's the name of the album? Do you know?
I do. Hold on. Let me pull up my email.
Okay.
You know, I'm trying to have a nuanced conversation about the Louisiana flag and how that was
nuanced,
stupid,
meaning Patrick pontificates.
Are you telling me you think that the white pelican on the flag is racist?
Wait, Stryper returns September 4th.
Don't tell the name of the album. It's going to be some play on like some phrase. They did To Hell with the Devil. They did... GD Evil, which I still, or isn't it the devil? GD Evil or GD the devil? I forget which one it was. They played it. I still can't even say it because then my mom fusses me. So what is this one?
It's called Even the Devil Believes.
No. Okay. No.
Well, yeah. It's not as good as their classics.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's their 13th album, which who knew?
They had to come up.
easy.
Wow.
Jeez.
For those of you playing at home, Big D and Bubba are super fans of Striper, and Carson is not.
Wow,
it's just like mocking them, and
I'm
it's
not
great.
Mocking them.
They rock
a little bit.
Who do you like? Def Leppard.
My favorite band, yeah, Def Leppard.
You like Def Leppard more than Garth?
Yes.
Whoa. Carson, what? Did you just
yes,
admit
I
that
do.
Publicly?
Yes, I did. Yeah. So I always say there's a triangle, and at the top of the triangle is Def Leppard, and then the other 2 points are Garth and the Rolling Stones. So okay. That's my top three.
Have you told Garth this?
No, we have not had this conversation.
When he was kissing you?
So, about the Louisiana state flag.
Now I got Carson changing the subject from back to me. All right.
So, yeah, there was actually, I think 2 years ago, Garth had a show the same night as Def Leppard. And so I had to decide which to go to.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It was bound to happen. Going
to have to change their name?
I don't
as insensitive
so.
Towards deaf leopards?
No, because there's actually a school for the deaf whose mascot is the leopards. And the band
is.
Has
That's
visited
fantastic.
The school. And yeah, there's so they're the deaf leopards, which is adorable.
That is great.
Yeah. It is super awesome. Cute, right? So I think they've been given that pass that they're okay. I mean, and their drummer has one arm. Like, you know.
What does that have to do with being deaf?
I mean, just, you know, everybody's got their struggles.
Oh my gosh.
So that's, yeah. So they're okay.
The Def Leppards is great. I'd like to be the Led Zeppelins.
I don't know. It made me think of a joke, and then I realized I can't tell it. So.
Not anymore.
I don't have to tell it to you when we're done.
All the jokes are done, man. No. That's the weird thing. And we talked about that with Adam Carolla, was, you know, just the difficulty of trying to be humorous in this weird time is that people can't understand humor and hate, the differences between the two.
You don't just have to worry about offending people today. Years from now,
50 years from now,
people, not even 55, 10 people, this whole thing with Jenna Marbles that she deleted every video she ever did because stuff she did 9 years ago is now, oh my gosh, it's so offensive. I'm so sorry, guys. No, you made like $10 million off of YouTube videos by being funny. And now you're going to just cancel it all and erase it all and go and live your life and be rich and not, you know, stand up for your comedy, man. What's wrong with you? What is?
Or she's just taking her $10 million and saying, you know what, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah. So if she wipes the table right now, she can keep the money and she's good. Yeah.
But you're making it harder for everyone else that comes after you to do anything. You're calling videos where people make jokes about men and women evil, okay, because we shouldn't make jokes about our gender. Yes, we should. It's hilarious.
I've noticed, and I want you guys to pop this up, and anytime you watch a commercial, because I used to not watch commercials, I'd fast forward through all of them, but now sometimes you can't skip, which really annoys me. But I've noticed a trend that there, you know, you used to have the ditzy blonde stereotype.
Oh, that's
now gone. Everything that's gone. Completely gone. The dumb person in every commercial is always the dad.
It's always the dad.
It's always the dad.
That's how it was in sitcoms forever.
No, and if it's two men,
so annoying.
I'm going to become my father here and say it. But if it's two, this is just true. If there are two men in a commercial and one of them's dumb and one of them's smart, it's a smart black guy and a dumb white guy in every video.
You did
video.
Just turn into your dad.
But it's true. My dad actually pointed that out 5 years ago.
I will watch that and see if you're right.
And it's true. And it's, you know, I
don't
care.
Also, the dumb guy's always fat.
Yeah. I don't care that the fat white guy's the dumb guy so much, but I just know that if the commercial were the other way around, and it would be racist. And somebody recently, I can't remember who it was, there was a big controversy about a company's TV commercial and how racist it was because it was two dudes and one of them was stupid and that dude was darker skinned. I don't even know if he was a black guy. And it was horribly racist commercial, and they apologized and the whole thing. I'm like, it's not racist. It's two dudes. One of them's smart and one of them's dumb. This is how it is. Among every group of two dudes, there's always one who's smarter than the other, and this is the stuff that happens.
Again, it will correct itself. It's right now we're just, you know, everyone jumped on the boat at one time, and now the boat is listing one way, and it'll even out. And
nice use of listing.
More than this, can we please get rid of Chrisley Knows Best? Thank you. What's wrong with Chrisley, man?
I had this exact conversation with my cousin last week.
First of all, I didn't know that show was still on.
Yeah. Okay, first off, I will always hate that show because I feel that USA Network canceled Psych to put that garbage on. So when they tried to introduce me to, what is it, Todd Chrisley? Is that the dad?
Yeah.
They tried to introduce us at like CRS, and I literally said no. Like, yeah. I was like, I'm not want to meet this
I
guy because of him. My psych
I,
is off TV.
I like Chrisley, man. Ugh. I laugh. They're, you know.
Really? Oh, you laugh at the really poorly set up.
Yeah, yes, it's
faked.
Yes, it's completely fake, and I get that. I understand. Oh, but yeah, I do. I laugh. At least, dude.
What?
It's there's some funny stuff on there. It's
yeah, there's also funny stuff on Netflix.
It's you know, way better than
I've
like Pawn
Stars.
I've
gotten used to Bubba Good copping a lot of things.
Yeah, but I didn't expect
good
it here.
Copping Chrisley knows best.
I actually, okay, fine. Okay.
No,
I'll take
you
that
can,
bullet.
You
I'm
can,
sorry.
You can like what you
I
like.
I actually like
it, man.
The show.
Does
I
his
do.
Face not frighten you? It's so disturbing to watch.
Nothing moves.
No.
On his face.
I didn't realize when we picked our sides in the battle and chose our enemy. I never thought that the enemy we chose would be Todd Chrisley. But okay.
I guess. Hey man, again, if you like Todd Chrisley and you like the show, hey, knock yourself. I tweeted a thing out the other day. It was a retweet of somebody. And I forget now. And it was basically, hey, if you don't like Trump, okay. If you do like Trump, okay. If you want to vote for Biden, all right. That's you can do that. If you don't want to vote for Biden, all right. It's like I always tell people, I don't like mayonnaise, but I'm not going to go pick at mayonnaise because you like it. So we're at the point where no one is listening to the other person and respecting their opinions. Everyone's stupid.
Well, that's the thing is everybody expects
what I mean
you
is
to...
they're not stupid. If you disagree with me, you're stupid.
You're stupid.
That's what they
yeah,
do.
Right. But that's it.
And
exactly. Nobody cares that you have an opinion
Am
anymore.
Am I going to get canceled for not liking Todd Chrisley?
Possibly, yes. Well, no, he's white. You're good. But what I was going to say is like it's we not only you're right though. We don't talk to each other. We don't listen to each other. We talk over people and we talk around people and we listen only if you're agreeing with me. And that's not a healthy place to be. You know, I have a really, really good friend who is politically on the other end of the spectrum. And he and I, we will sit down over a glass of whiskey and we'll talk politics. And we just go back and forth and we have the best time.
Yeah.
And we have good conversations out of it. And he even says it. He goes, man, I love hanging out with you because I can have an actual conversation about things that we completely disagree with. And we find a middle ground. He's like, I wish we could do this everywhere. And I wish everybody could do it. But the problem is they can't because they're weak. They can't take somebody disagreeing with them.
I found it. It's Serena Williams, the
tennis player.
I'm doing my hand in the air. Like,
yeah.
You know, like
no, the international yeah. sign for the, tennis.
Which
you
know, I'm the killing the fly wrist. Or something. That,
yeah.
Fly swat.
Ping pong?
She says, I'm sick of COVID-19. I'm sick of black versus white. I'm sick of Democrats and Republicans. I'm sick of gay versus straight. Christians and atheists. I'm really sick of the media. I'm sick of no one being allowed to think what they want and feel what they do without offending someone. I'm sick of the nosy people who call the cops when anyone does anything they don't approve of. I'm sick of blaming the whole for the sins of a few. We're one race, the human race. You want to support Trump? You do you. It's your choice. You want to support Biden? Fine. Also, your choice. You want to believe in God? Okay, believe in God. You want to believe in magical creatures that fly around and sprinkle fairy dust to make life better? Awesome, you do you. But stop thrusting your beliefs on others and not being able to deal with the fact that they don't have the same exact mindset as you. Having our own minds is what makes us individual and beautiful. If you can't handle the fact, you may have a friend that has opposing views as you, then you're not any better than the bigots and racists. I don't have to agree with everything you believe to be a decent human being and your friend. Serena. And
wow.
I was like,
she's canceled.
That's exactly.
I love her, man.
And you know what? It got huge, huge applause.
Because the thing is, that's what the new silent majority is.
Yeah.
It's all of us who are sick of all of this.
Yeah. So many people just related to that.
Yeah.
Including me. I'm not going to go and protest something. I'm not going to make a sign for something. I won't even make a review for a place at a restaurant.
I will, because they changed the size of the chicken sandwich, and that really ticked
Bubba
me off.
Bubba will be outside with a sign.
I will. I'll be like,
protesting
bring,
the
bring
chicken
back
sandwich.
The 32% that is missing.
So, that's my point, is believe what you want. And there are people that I follow on Twitter that I don't agree with, you know. But I see something, and at first I kind of get angry. I just don't block them. I don't get into a Twitter war with them. I just let it go and go, hey, that's cool. That's their opinion. They can get on this platform and say what they want to say. Mm-hmm. Unless you're actually hurting someone, okay, you're fine. Don't get into this thing where we what it is now.
The problem is we are actually seeing people actually hurting people now.
Yeah.
Because
we're canceling people because of jokes and because of old things that they did or because of opinions that they have. We're not canceling people who are actively destroying things and hurting people.
Yeah.
That's insanity.
It,
just because you disagree with someone doesn't mean you should get them fired. That's the worst to me, because then what happens, you slap a label on them and then they lose their job, their livelihood, and they suffer for the rest of their lives.
And they hate you more now.
And they absolutely hate you.
And their families hate you and everyone hates you.
That's crazy.
Y'all want to go burn some stuff down? Or
actually, yes.
Mm. Now you good?
Man,
I actually enjoy burning stuff down.
You didn't go this morning? I thought you'd go every morning.
The power was out.
Was the hot girl there?
Post. Yeah.
Did she show up?
Yes, the hot girl. Oh, not that girl. No, there was a hot girl who works there. So I go to walk in, and she's walking out. She's like, can you hold the door? I need to make a call because the power's out. So I'm standing there holding the door like an idiot. Because I realize, why am I holding the door? Like, I need. So I actually went to the park down the street, and I just did a bunch of laps before I came in. So I went old school in my workout this morning.
But I'm retro.
Do the old who used to play for the Chicago Bears running back. I passed away.
Oh, Walter Payton.
Walter Payton used to run up hills. That was his thing.
Yeah, I tried to run a little bit, and my watch was like, wait. Do you need us to mark that you're starting to run? I'm like, no watch. No, you don't need to do that because we're already stopped. It's cool. I'm just going back to walking. But.
Yeah, running hills, walking hills is good for you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad we started a war with somebody today. I'm going to see this through. You see? Onto social media. Our new war with Todd Chrisley that we just started.
I don't have a war with Todd.
Everybody but Bubba, apparently.
I am not in this one because I like the Chrisleys.
They like
that
show.
A lot of people are into it.
I'm a fan.
I can't stand that one. I can't stand that. What's the Impractical Jokers?
I don't like that show either.
I tried. They overlap.
I'm not
so
a fan
hard.
Of the show, but I do see some of the bits and I go, that's a funny bit.
Yeah, I mean, not the concept. It's just they overlap.
But
it's like, that's not even that funny.
But they have a couple good bits, and the bits are, you know, I can respect that. I look, anytime I see somebody actually putting real work into something, I'm impressed because nowadays, no one works.
Every time it shows up is like, there's going to be a marathon of it on. I'm like, oh no, that's one more channel I'm not going to be able to watch today.
And I would like to say this too, because there's a lot of people that watch our podcast online and also listen on podcast apps. For live PD fans, Cops is still on Pluto TV. We mentioned it on the show.
Yeah, I don't see how.
I wanted to mention it again. It's not the same, but they have a whole channel. It's a Cops channel. And, you know, Cops is like when they would do like the earlier this week on live PD. That's all it is. It's the same thing. It's a bunch of earlier this weeks.
Right.
And it's something. If you want to get your fix of that.
They have a whole channel on the show Cops?
The Pluto app, you can either download.
Hear about Pluto? That's messed up. That's a call. That's a callback to my love for the show Psych. So.
Bubba's on that team. Bubba's still mad about Pluto.
I am. Pluto is messed up. They need to bring that back.
They are, speaking of bringing back, they're bringing back Unsolved Mysteries.
Yes!
On Netflix. It's the original creators.
Who's going to be the host?
Robert Stack was the host originally.
Who's
I don't know
gonna
who's
going to be the host now.
I promise you. Also, the guys from Stranger Things are a part of it. How good is this going to be?
It's going to be really good. Yeah.
Is Robert Stack, did he die?
He died.
Yeah.
I was going to say. I promise you they're not going to have him.
Oh, they're not.
I'm glad they're not.
I love the way he used to talk. It was always just like this. Maybe
I'm Robert Stack.
Maybe he didn't disappear.
Who knows?
Who's the other guy that's the one?
Stacy Keach.
He's good too. It's a financial one on MSNBC, I believe. He's really good. He's kind of got more of a New York kind of a thing. The other guy I'm thinking of is the one who does the 48 hours or.
I don't watch any of
that. Oh my gosh, I can't think of his name.
I don't know.
I hate it when I do this. Who hates Chrisley? Me, I do.
Anyway. Hey, tell some jokes this weekend. And
you can't tell jokes. Somebody will be offended.
I like your show.
Just have some fun, man. I'm going to be sweating so much this weekend at the ball fields.
Mm.
Can you say ball fields? I think people are offended by that.
Okay. anyway,
please tell me you caught the eye roll.
the weekend. Have a great weekend. You guys got anything else, Bub? You want to?
Yeah, I'm going fishing twice. I'm going fishing tomorrow and again on Sunday. So I'll tell you guys all about that. I'm sure you want to see all the pictures of my bass. You can follow along at Bubba Radio on social media. There will be some big fish being posted.
All
so
right,
there you go.
Better be.
Have a great weekend. Oh, and stick around too. We got that interview after the closing jingle.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
I like your show.
It was the podcast.
Hey, tonight on the Travel Channel, you can catch the new series Buried World with Don Wildman. Don joins us on the hotline now. Hey, good morning, Don. How are you, man?
Good morning.
So you go into some really kooky, creepy stuff, man, and things that like are kind of based on, almost like some people are like, is that real? Didn't even know that was real. Like witches burned to the stake and vampires and demons.
You know what's real for sure is the legends that we're following and the myth that we're investigating, and so. The idea of this sort of global paranormal odyssey that I went on from Peru to Haiti to Bulgaria, it's a really quite an amazing map we followed, was that these places, it's kind of like an inverted triangle, these places have this broad story, these themes and so forth, and these cultures that are traceable to many, many paranormal themes, these ideas, these experiences people have had. So I'm known as a history guy, and so I wanted to approach this world from the outside in and say, what is it about these experiences that people are having that are tied to this larger story so we can learn something about these places through this stuff?
And do you find, Don, that because these legends are based in some kind of fact in a way, that it lends more credence to the legend?
Well, that was for sure confirmed in many circumstances that I did not expect. I was in the company of a lot of paranormal experts in quotation marks, ghost hunter types. I've never seen a ghost in my life. And so I was like, why am I hosting this? And the reason I am is because it's interesting to be in those circumstances and ask those questions and have those experiences vicariously through this person in the middle of the darkness, watching the eyes light up on a rag doll that they've been talking to, which is the medium for the spirit. And incredible.
Yeah, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
Hey, Don? Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Here's one experience that is in a show, not tonight, but rather than in a few weeks, where we investigate the St. Francis Dam disaster, which happened outside of Los Angeles in the 20s. And the expert that I'm working with, who I actually got to be friends with, he's a really cool guy, used little mag lights, little flashlights that you turn on and off by turning the light. And so we just barely turned them off so that they were just barely off. And we set them around on these gravestones in the cemetery and started interviewing him. And while we were interviewing him about the disaster and so forth, the lights started to go on and off.
Like, well, and, were they flickering or was it literally turning
it
on and off?
Like, it wasn't a light show, but it was like, oh, that one went off over there. And he would communicate with, he'd say, thank you for joining us. It was just an ordinary day in his life for this guy. He talks to these ghosts all the time. And he says, thank you for joining. If you want to, make yourself more present, please feel free to do that. And they do it again. And what he was saying was that the electrical energy of that spirit was connecting that circuit. And it was making that light go off. And this happened a lot that night. And then I re-interviewed him later for a sort of catch-up show later on. And we did it in a space in Los Angeles, the same exact thing. And it was unbelievable. That was an unbelievable experience because we had to figure out what was happening in that space, what that ghost was. There was an old legend about that space. And so through Q&A and yes and no questions, we ended up being able to sort of diagnose what had happened in this place. It doesn't have the same feeling as these ghost hunter shows where people are screaming and running down the dark hallways. It's a different kind of perspective on it. And hopefully people learn something about the history of these places as well.
Don Wildman is the host of Buried Worlds with Don Wildman. It's on the Travel Channel tonight, and definitely want to watch it. Hey, Don, tell us about what you discovered in your research with the Nazis and the paranormal or the demonic occult stuff that they were dealing with.
Like, apparently Raiders of the Lost Ark was not that far off the mark?
Very true. Okay, so there's a word to know. It's called Anunnaki. The Anunnaki was a division, sort of a sector of the Nazi government, started in the SS by Heinrich Himmler. So we kind of follow that story. Indiana Jones, interestingly, that first one, was about the Anunnaki. It was about the group of Nazis who went around the world trying to find the holiest of holy artifacts. And so they were looking for the Holy Grail, and they were looking for the Ark of the Covenant. And that was all very true, because Himmler had a very strong belief in his own incarnation, reincarnation as sort of Heinrich the First, who was a legendary medieval king. And Himmler saw himself stepping into Hitler's footsteps. And so he was very full of himself. And so these myths and legends were part of the substance behind his belief. They had an actual, it was the witches' division, which is true. And in the archives in Berlin, I go through just files after files of the research that Himmler's people did on the witches who were burned at the stake in, you know, the 13, 14, 1500s, of the early days of the Middle Ages. And it's amazing to see how closely they were doing their research, seemingly with the belief that they could tap into this power. If they could find enough information, they would then understand how to access this world for themselves.
Wow. What about, I mean, you may not know anything on this. What about their connection with UFOs, aliens, the big weird bell thing,
time travel,
all that?
Yeah, I did another show. I used to do a show called Cities of the Underworld, and we did that about the super weapons of the Nazis. And we went looking. We ended up in Poland in some mines, which were always suspected to be where they had buried that super weapon.
I watched that episode.
Know. It's a crazy idea. They actually, you know, some people believe they dug down, they were going to sink this super weapon into the middle. To me, it seems like that's an outgrowth of the fear that they would get the nuclear bomb. You know, it seemed like that was just sort of a myth that had become part of that whole thing.
Well,
I want to say about the Nazi thing, we end up with a diary. That was a very interesting experience for me. They had recently uncovered a diary that an SS officer had written out, and a particular family had it. And they wanted to wait for people to die before they revealed it. And so we meet with a group that has possession of this diary. And there's all these weird moments that these guys, when the Nazis were pulling back from Poland, they were, you know, killing off a lot of people, and they were burying a lot of what they had found there because they couldn't transport it back. And so much gold, that the famous gold train and all that stuff is all part of that. This particular passage in the diary tracks it down to a certain castle that we go to. And we can sort of walk out. The weirdest part of it is the guy writes, the gold is here, and so are the bodies of the two people who brought them here. And they've been assassinated and left down there with them.
Oh, wow.
So lots of creepy stuff.
Man, dude, I hope you take a shower every night. You get all that, get that stuff off of you, man. Jeez.
It's a weird time to be promoting a show like this.
Yeah, right. It's called Buried Worlds with Don Wildman. It's on the Travel Channel. Make sure you check it out. Don, thanks so much for your time. I mean, we'd love to have you back on anytime.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Thanks, Don. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.